Good afternoon. A beautiful early spring day is in progress as high pressure is in control across interior New York and New England and will dominate the weather picture for the early part of the new week. The result will be mostly sunny skies today, a bit breezy in spots, but very pleasant and mild, with temperatures reaching into the lower to mid-60s on average across most of the region, with parts of the higher terrain staying in the 50s through the afternoon hours. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight as a weak front passes by. Temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. Another mostly sunny day on Tuesday, although clouds will mix in from time to time during the afternoon, but that will not stop temperatures from reaching into the mid-60s once again for daytime highs. At this point, we'll watch high pressure track off the eastern seaboard and allow a storm system to slide our way from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Clouds will increase, and there's a good chance of rain overnight Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. The storm will track over New York City and east of Long Island during the afternoon on Wednesday, and any steady rain will taper off to scattered showers. A more powerful front will approach the region on Thursday with a good chance of rain on Thursday morning, perhaps some wet snow across the highest terrain, which could add up in the mountainous areas during the day as temperatures remain in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Any precipitation will wind down as scattered rain and snow showers on Thursday night, but an upper-level disturbance will keep it windy and chilly with mostly cloudy skies on Friday with occasional rain and snow showers as readings stay in the mid-40s. Right now, it looks like the weekend will start out nice with a mix of sun and clouds and back into the lower 50s on Saturday before another chance of rain arrives on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper level low is forecast to continue moving south just off the California coast for the beginning of the week, causing persistent precipitation as copious amounts of moisture stream in from the Pacific. Heavy rain is possible in lower elevations of coastal California and into the valleys. This could cause flooding and flash flooding in some areas, particularly over burn scars, and runoff is possible in urbanized areas as well. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall in place today to outline this concern. Meanwhile, in higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada, snow will continue to accumulate rapidly, and total amounts will be measured in multiple feet of snow through the day today. Farther east, areas from the southern plains to Mississippi Valley to the eastern seaboard could see scattered showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days. Rainfall chances will ramp up for the Ohio Valley today and especially tomorrow, with a warm front in the vicinity, and rainfall of an inch is possible in some areas, which could cause localized flooding problems. Severe weather will also be a concern, and the Storm Prediction Center has outlooked a slight risk of severe weather for a good portion of the Ohio Valley for Tuesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy, lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 82, set in 1921, and the record low, 14, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:28 p.m., 13 hours of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs ranging from the lower 50s to lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid-30s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, a good chance of rain on Wednesday, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with rain and mountain snow on Thursday, upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered rain and snow showers, mid-40s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s Saturday, and in the mid-50s with a chance of rain on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.